Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 16th of March 2026. Today's topic is Insight Without Sight. Our text is taken from 1 Kings chapter 14 verse 1 to 6. At that time Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise, I pray thee, and disguise thyself, that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah the prophet, which told me that I should be king over this people. And take with thee 10 loaves, and cracknels, and a cruse of honey, and go to him. He shall tell thee what shall become of the child." And Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose, and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. And the Lord said unto Ahijah, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shalt thou say unto her, for it shall be, when she cometh in, that she shall feign herself to be another woman." Verse 6. And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet, as she came in at the door, that he said, "Come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why feignest thou thyself to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings." Key verse. 1 Kings chapter 14 verse 6a. And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet, as she came in at the door, that he said, "Come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why feignest thou thyself to be another?" Our eyes, which gives us the physical sight, are one of the important organs of the body. In fact, life without sight is better imagined than experienced. But do you know that for those who have experienced Christ's touch and his saving grace, the spiritual sight is far more powerful and beneficial than the physical? In our present world, we have people who for one reason or the other lost their sight early in life, but because they had insight's inner eye, they were able to do great things in the human history. Helen Keller was an author and a lecturer, and up till date, the Helen Keller Foundation still exists. Louis Braille was an inventor and designer of the Braille code. Braille is still being used today, even after 200 years of its invention. Fanny Crosby was a poetess as well as a songwriter. Before her death, she had written over 5,500 hymns. What a fulfilled life they lived. Ahijah the prophet could not see, but his inner eyes were very much sharp and bright, therefore he could not be deceived. He was able to fulfill the plan and purpose of God for his life till old age. How sharp are your inner eyes? If your inner eyes are completely darkened, you need to come to Jesus today for cleansing, and he will receive you. If your insight is dull, sharpen it today in the place of prayer, and God will renew you. Prayer for today. Dear Father, please take away every form of darkness from me and make me to see your divine plan for my life. Amen. Further reading. James chapter 1 verse 5 to 7. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.